Chris Dewas checking in early on the latest on the opioid. I always want to keep track on this, and Chris is with American Medical Response, our EMT, our ambulance folks out there. They keep a close track on the state's largest communities of opioid overdose numbers. Take it away, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me. Unfortunately, last month was a record month. We haven't seen that number of 104 overdoses since 2018, which was really the peak of the opioid overdose. And if you recall, in September, we saw one of the lowest months that we've seen in quite some time. So, you know, it's typical of the addictive process. We see high months, we see low months, but, you know, one thing is for sure, there is still a large problem. There's still a high demand, and there are still people who need a tremendous amount of help out there. And we want to make sure that people keep that in the forefront. People understand that. It's an important piece of what's going on, and it affects everybody. Whether you think this affects you or not, it is affecting you in one way or another.
Yeah, and I worry that with the months we're going into this time of year, those numbers, unfortunately, could go up, not down, Chris.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the fentanyl is in everything. I can't stress that enough. It's in counterfeit pills. It's in cocaine. It's in pretty much any illicit drug that people are going to use. So very important if you have a loved one who is addicted to anything that you have Narcan with you available at all times. It's over the counter, no prescription needed. You can get it for free from your local public health agency, from the state, calling 211. Plenty of ways to get it, and it is a lifesaver for sure.
All right, I thank you, Chris Dewas, American Medical Response. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Always a pleasure, and appreciate what you folks, all the EMTs and first responders out there. Thank you. You don't get that enough. Thank you.